Moving on, we've got Szymanski with Sleep.
You tempt on, tempt on, quietly across the room, thinking that you'd go unnoticed, but I was watching.
And to me, this song feels more like a song snippet than a complete work. I had a hard time figuring out if there was a chorus. I don't think there was. There was definitely not a discernible hook of any kind to my ear, and I think this song sort of suffers because of that. It does speed up nicely, and I think that that tempo change was well managed, technically, but ultimately it just left me with a feeling, but I don't really groove to it, and I'm not really psyched about hearing it when it comes on again. I thought it had some good production values and some nice touches, but just really little substance. And I get what it was about. It was about, you know, Szymanski not being able to sleep because his daughter comes in and wakes him up. But I thought it was just a little too emo for for having your daughter come in and, you know, interrupt you while you're trying to get work done or...
Yeah.
So I didn't really jive with this song too much at all.
This song is so intense for what should be a cute song about that situation. You know, it's actually pretty weird and disturbing until you find out that it's about his daughter waking up at night. You know, like, what if Nine Inch Nails wrote a song about Trent Reznor's daughter's milk mustache? Or a Smashing Pumpkins song about potty training? You know, the tone does not fit the scenario, but of course it doesn't have to. It's performed very well and mixed very well. This was also better than most of the songs at incorporating the tempo change. You know, that really put the vast majority of the other competitors to shame in comparison. Really, the only thing I have against this song is my own genre bias. And if I end up ranking it lower than I should, it was only because I thought the higher ranked songs had more gut level appeal and charm to me. You know, this song is great at delivering a mood, but I don't need that mood, at least not very often.
Yeah, so I have to apologize because I didn't take any notes this time. I haven't listened to all the songs as much as previous times that I've come on this podcast, just because I've been really busy this month. So I didn't really have a lot of notes about this song in my head. Like, it was just kind of like, oh yeah, that was pretty good. His, you know, you can hear his kid. That was pretty cute. But I apologize. I didn't, you know, come away with this with kind of strong opinions to share. So. Sorry, I can write a more detailed review on the forums or something after I've listened again, but it just kind of went through my brain without.
Yeah, it was like that. It was totally like that for me for the first three listens or so. It didn't really make an impression on me either. I had to really listen carefully to come up with something to say. So it's not just you, Al.
Yeah, and that's kind of its own kind of review, kind of terrible, mean review.
I'm sorry. I didn't want it to be a mean review, but I was just, you know, like, sitting here thinking like, oh my God, my brain is completely blank about this song. I don't have anything to say. So I got to fess up and say like, I'm sorry, I didn't make any notes as I was listening. I just was like, oh, I'll remember something about the song as we talk about each one. It's like, it had his kid.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It was the one with the kid in the beginning. So.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding too, but and you know, this is it's like having to memorize a 25 song album in a couple of days. So we really appreciate whatever kind of level of involvement you can have in this podcast. It's really good of you to come.
You're really classing up the joint, Al, to be honest.
Me and my poor memory, yeah.
Well, speaking of poor memories,